CliffCentral.com.
Sean isn't here to be gawked at. He's here to tell us. And he's, listen, we get just as many messages.
He's not a piece of meat.
No.
Exactly, guys.
But
exactly. I didn't see you.
Sean, that's not for you to decide.
Yeah,
please.
But at the same time, I will say that we get an equal number of messages from people who have questions about all the things that are going on with money, and particularly with cryptocurrency, and particularly with gold. So let's talk about crypto, because Sean Sanders from Revix is here to give us the scoop. So Sean, Bitcoin has been unbelievable over the last couple of days. I thought when we spoke to you a week ago, we had seen the worst of it, and you know, it was dropping, then it was going. Now it's back up to $19,000.
Yeah, so that's the crypto market for you, right? I mean, you've got a lot of ups and downs. We hit an all-time high of $19,920. I mean, that's higher than what it got to in 2017. And the crazy thing is that you're actually only seeing institutional investors really start dabbling now. So it seems very different to 2017. 2017 was all retail driven. So you had retail investors being everyday individuals, getting into the market, pumping up prices, getting a little bit over the moon, getting a little bit euphoric. And now you're seeing institutional players, the guys with big money, entering the space. And the narrative really has shifted from, oh, this is a way to make a quick buck, to now, is this an inflation hedge? Is Bitcoin actually acting as a store of value very similar to gold? And if Bitcoin, I mean, today Bitcoin's trading at what, 19,100 odd.
Yeah.
If, and I mean, it is quite volatile at the moment, but if Bitcoin was to take just 4% of gold's market cap, it would need to move up to $30,000. And that's really the big trade here. And I think that's what institutions are seeing. They're not looking at the historic price movements over the last year. I remember Bitcoin actually had returned 94% last year as well. So it's been a very good 2-year period to invest in crypto. But I think the real opportunity is looking forward and saying, well, okay, so should this take a little bit more gold's market share? Where does it go?
Well, I think that gold and crypto, we always talk about them because they're both products that you offer on Revix, which people can get instant access to, and you can put a little bit of your money in there. I know a lot of people who bought a whole bunch of Bitcoin when it dropped back down, which it did somewhere last week. In fact, I remember going on and checking this on, I think it was Wednesday afternoon, and I was just looking at what was happening with Bitcoin, and it was almost $20,000. And then when we spoke to you the next morning, it had dropped by like $1,000 overnight, or maybe even more. And people bought that morning. They bought it at the slightly cheaper price, and they were very happy that they'd done that. If what you're saying is any indication, and again, this is not financial advice, but it's worth looking at, if it's possible that Bitcoin eventually takes just a tiny, tiny piece of the gold market, and people move those assets from gold to crypto, then it's going to be a phenomenal increase. It's going to be one of those curves that you wish you were part of. So even if it's just it's a couple of rand, it's probably an interesting thing to do in a year that has otherwise been full of very nasty surprises. Maybe this will be a good surprise. So how is gold doing? Because we have to check in on one when we're checking in on the other.
Yeah, so gold's come back a bit. I mean, it's moved up about 3% over the last 2 weeks or so. Bitcoin and gold are going to become somewhat correlated, in my opinion, over the next little while. I mean, they both are a similar trade. If you believe that inflation is going to be coming in the next 3 to 5 years, you're investing in those assets. So, you know, Goldman Sachs came out recently, about a month ago, and they came out and said that gold could easily hit $3,000 next year. But I think what people forget is that, and it's the same as what you've seen in the crypto market, returns aren't linear. They don't happen with 1% or 2% moves every single day. There's certain days which make up 80% of that asset's returns. And there's, you know, there's 1 or 2 or 3 days every single year that make up 80% of the returns of that asset. And that's why you sort of need to spend more time in the market, because you don't know when those days are going to occur.
Yeah. And you're not a gambler, and many of us are not traders. So you're thinking long-term investment, you're thinking diversification. And I mean, that's kind of why we talk to you as often as we can, Sean. But let's just talk quickly about the rest of the crypto market, because Bitcoin isn't everything.
Yeah, so if you're looking at our bundles, you've seen our top 10 bundle, which represents about 85% of the crypto market in terms of market cap. That's up 145% this year. You've got a smart contract bundle up 155%. The payment bundle that we have is up about 165%. So this has been a really good year for the broader crypto market. If you're looking at other cryptocurrencies, people don't realize this, but some of the other cryptocurrencies have really outperformed Bitcoin, and the broader crypto market has actually really outperformed Bitcoin. So you've had Ethereum that's up 350% year to date, and that's really due to Ethereum's upgrade. So Ethereum was launched, actually launched it about 2 days ago, the Beacon Chain. So the Beacon Chain is essentially like an upgrade, because remember, blockchains are very similar to software on your computer or software on your phones. They go through upgrades. So you can imagine Ethereum's kind of going from a Windows 95 to a Windows XP right now. And with that comes, you know, faster transactions, lower cost transactions. They're also moving the way that they validate transactions from a proof of work to a proof of stake. So there's a lot going on in that front, and there's a lot of excitement in that space. I mean, you could essentially see this entire blockchain all of a sudden become something that people can actually use, because at the moment, as soon as it gets, you know, too congested, no one can use it at all. So that's quite exciting. XRP, which is Ripple's cryptocurrency, I mean, that was up 170% this last month. So the crypto market's been booming. And I mean, can this go another 50 or 100%? Of course. But I think, you know, as we spoke about last week, this can pull back. And you can either view those as buying opportunities, or you're going to get scared. And I think that's just the natural human tendencies, to get scared when the market pulls back and want to sell. And I think those are really the bigger buying opportunities over the long term.
All right. Well, we're going to throw questions out here. There are a few people who want to know what's going on in some of the products that you offer. But of course, if you want to find out all of this, it's available on Revix.com. You can also follow them on various social media handles. They're all under the same name, at Revix Invest. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, if you haven't signed up there, it's very easy to do. You can go on, you just sign up for free, you verify your ID, and you add funds, select the bundle of your choice, and you can make it happen. You've got any questions, then let us know quickly. Pums, have you got anything you want to ask? Sia, Bulelo, anything you want to ask quickly?
I'm good.
All good.
I'm gonna save money. So next year, in the new year, Sean, I definitely want to get it. I know, I'm already there, right? I'm looking at the lists. What have I learned in 2020? But totally want to get into it. We can use me as an experiment. Put in a little, like, in that RevX account, see how it does. Start in January, because that's the thing about January, right? Is it gives you a good kind of easy marker to say, okay, so it's been 6 months or it's been 12 months. Yeah,
but films, unfortunately, January happens to be the month when everyone's broke. You know, you've gone after like December.
That's exactly why I'm going in. That's why I'm going in.
You know what Pumi's doing? She's following the advice of all those very great investors that when other people are selling, you buy. When other people are buying, you sell.
Yeah, no, of course. And I mean, that's the thing, right? Is you have to sort of look at this market and go, well, are you going to be one of the few that are going to be kind of leaning into this? I mean, you've got a lot of billionaires coming into this market. You know, is this the right time? Are you a little late? And that's why, you know, don't go and make a big investment right now. Start small. And we said this to all of the customers that, you know, speak to us and ask us questions. Put 500 Rand in. That's all that's required to get started. You know, if you feel comfortable over a bit of time, you know, add a little bit more money. It just makes sense. Even if you're looking to invest a lot of money with us, you know, start small and just get comfortable with the space.
What's going to determine the quantum is whether Kanego eats me out of house and home this December. otherwise, it's own.
All right. So listen to this, Sean. This is hilarious. So Andre says Sean makes me wish. Sean makes me wish I was gay, and then Annika says Sean makes me wish I was straight. So you're definitely getting people talking about crypto and other things. So well done. All right, Sean Saunders, nice to see you, dude.
Both sides of the spectrum.
That's right.
I like this, guys. I love it. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks so much.
Have a happy day, dude. Cheers. There we go. Yeah, Sean Saunders, everybody. You can go to Revix.com for more information. You can sign up for free. And it's the smart way to invest in crypto. CliffCentral.com.